This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their discussion of God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a wide variety of teaching materials, including books in print, ebook, and audio book formats, CDs, DVDs, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call our toll-free order number 1-800-937-6638. That's 1-800-937-6638. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this program on compact disc, ask for program number 3308. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcast at our website. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the New York Times, July 21, 2008, with the headline, McCain and Obama agree to attend megachurch forum. The following are excerpts. It has taken a man of God, perhaps, to do what nobody else has been able to do since the general election season began. Get Barack Obama and John McCain together on the same stage before their party conventions later this summer. Rick Warren, the author of the best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, said he had called each man personally to invite him to his event, which will focus on how they make decisions and on some of Mr. Warren's main areas of focus, like AIDS, poverty, and the environment. Mr. Warren's event will have as a co-sponsor Faith in Public Life, the multi-denominational religious group that held the Compassion Forum at Messiah College in April, featuring Mr. Obama and Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. Mr. Warren said he would devise his questions with input from the Muslim, Jewish, and Christian leaders associated with the group.
Dave, well, what could be wrong with that? I mean, you have a pastor who... certainly no other pastor probably in the country, in the world, could have two presidential candidates come to their church to speak to their congregation. But what might be wrong with that?
Well, Tom, what could be wrong with it? Mm-hmm. This is the, I don't know, is this a proper event for a church? What, is this to show people which side to vote on? Mm-hmm. But we've got a sponsor here, Tom, that is disturbing to me, but you know more about them than I do.
Well, Dave, it was a leading question for you, but there are some great concerns that we have, which is why we're addressing this story. First of all, as people know, Rick Warren's agenda is what he calls his peace plan.
Right.
And he's been involved for almost 4 years now in trying to solve many of the world's problems: poverty, disease, the climate. He's now part of the Christian group that's trying to deal with global warming.
But yeah, can I just interject here, Tom? Mm-hmm. All winter long, I was trying to get friends to organize and plead with Al Gore, please call off this global warming. It is freezing us to death. We had the coldest winter, and now we've got the coolest summer. I'm thankful for his global warming now.
Yeah. Well, Dave, that's one small part of it. And we know that Mr. Warren is sincere about the issues of solving the world's problems. And, of course, he learned from Peter Drucker, who's he calls his mentor, who Drucker, a social scientist, said that the world's problems can't be solved by governments, it can't be solved by corporations, but it can be solved by churches, because there's a church on every corner. There's a place of worship in every village. Mm-hmm. And if we can bring all the religions of the world to cooperate, mm-hmm. then we can solve these issues. Dave, that's the social gospel. It's not new to Christianity. In this country, the 1800s, the turn of the century, early 1900s, this was a promotion by Christians to show that we're involved, that we want to get involved, and so on. But what's the problem with that?
Well, now we're back to half God said, because how are you going to get all of these different religions? It's not just denominations, mm-hmm. actually, but Rick will work with anybody. He'll work with the Muslims.
Well, and obviously.
Because they're part of people of faith, you see. Mm-hmm. They have a faith. Anybody that has a so-called faith, we get them all together, but they have different ideas of this. But we can kind of scrap those and set those aside, and now we will all work together on this very important project.
Mm-hmm. Well, Faith in Public Life, that's the name of the organization that is co-sponsoring Obama and McCain at Saddleback Church.
Tell me about their faith.
Well, the board president, a woman named Meg Riley, she's a Unitarian Universalist minister. Now, prior to taking this position, she headed up the denomination's advocacy office of gay, lesbian, and bisexual concerns. Now, if you go down the list of the board of directors, you find mainly women. Certainly the men, you won't find a biblical Christian among them. Their ideas, their concepts, their theology is anti-biblical to the max. So this is a co-sponsor now at Saddleback Church with Rick Warren presenting this social gospel.
So how does Rick justify this? Why would he have this co-sponsor? Does he not know who they are?
Well, you've said before, you believe that Rick is sincere. But Dave, I believe there's a simple problem here. The social gospel, the best it can do is deal with symptoms. Right? The symptoms, I mean, poverty, disease, and all these things, these are symptoms of what? The sinful nature of man.
Well, Tom, the problem is the symptoms are about this earth.
Right.
They're mainly physical. These are all physical things.
Mm-hmm.
There's no truth in this. And there's no way that you are going to solve the problems of the world without changing the heart of man.
Right. Now, see, Rick claims that this is his first priority. I can quote you. He says, it's to proclaim the gospel truth of salvation in Jesus Christ. Now, how does that work when he's got this follow-up interfaith meeting with 30 Christians, Jewish and Muslim leaders? Is he going to present Christ as the way, the truth, and the life?
Absolutely not.
It would torpedo his agenda, the program.
Right. So you cannot possibly carry on his PEACE program mm-hmm. to solve poverty and disease and so forth all over the world, bringing all of these people together who have different beliefs. Oh, they're people of faith. They have some kind of a faith.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot possibly do it. It's doomed from the very beginning.
Yeah. David, it reminds me of the words of Jesus. Now, I want to paraphrase this, so I am paraphrasing. But look at it this way. What shall it profit people of faith if they solve all the problems of the world, yet lose their own souls?
Very well put, Tom.